Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to Is It Just Me?
Hello.
Take two.
Welcome back. we're redoing all of our intros at the moment. It's quite embarrassing.
Yeah, what we do every time.
So, shall I kick us off?
Kick us off, let's go.
So, I've got an Is It Just Me that was submitted via DM. Hi Alex, I obviously love the podcast and would, thank you, and would love to submit an Is It Just Me. Is it just me who always thinks the grass is greener in relationships? I'm in a healthy, loving relationship, but I can't help but feel like I am missing out on something. I miss that feeling of getting to know someone and when you can't keep your hands off each other. I compare my relationship to everyone else's and it just brings me down. Is it just me or is it because humans aren't supposed to be monogamous? And is there anything that I can do about it?
I think it's quite normal for people to do this
in
relationships.
I think this is so normal. I think this is a very human thing.
Yeah, what's that expression? You know, I love an expression. The grass is greener where you water it. And I think, like, that's definitely the case in relationships. And sometimes it's really easy to sit kind of, like, complacently next to your, like, farting other half and just be like, oh, God, I bet, like, Leonardo DiCaprio is having great sex right now. But then also, like, there's so much of the other stuff that you don't think about that it's just hell. You know, if you talk to so many of your single friends, they probably look at your relationship at times and think, God, I wish I had what you had. I wish I had the security. I wish I had the love that you have. And I wish I had somebody to cook dinner with every night and something to share all the time. And I think everybody looks at everybody else and compares. But actually, everybody's got their shit, because sometimes single people will be like, oh, I just, you know, I wish I didn't have this and I wish I didn't have this. And yeah, okay, that guy was great to know, but that guy was a fucking nightmare, or like, you know, I don't know. So, but I do think it's normal. I don't think it's just you at all.
It is normal. But I think, yeah, the grass is always greener where you water it. Love that. And also, like, the grass on the front yard might be greener, but what's it like in the backyard?
Fucking Alex Light, that was a sensational question. I think we should put it on a fridge magnet.
Also, what's it like in the house? What does it look like in the house? You know, what does the interior look like? Is it shitty?
Yeah.
Is it just a front? You know, is the green grass on the outside just a front for everyone to see? You just don't know what goes on behind closed
doors. Also, is it just what you want to see? Because sometimes you look at things and you're like...
Exactly.
You look at it through your lens. And it's really easy if your lens is showing your life. Like, honestly, I could walk into my kitchen right now, and you know in the summer when it's all a bit hot and you leave the door open or the window open to let the air in, but that also lets the flies in. And then we haven't quite finished washing up from last night because, you know, life. So the kitchen kind of smells of, like, last night's dinner, and there are just, like, flies all around, and it's just like, ugh. And if, honestly, I could, like, if I were that way inclined, just look over my neighbour's wall and be like, God, I bet their life's so much better. Look how tiny their kitchen is. Or you can go on Instagram and just be like, oh, God, I bet her husband cleans up all the time. Or, like, I bet they have this and they have this and whatever. And it's really easy to just compare and whatever to your reality in a second. But if you look at your life as a whole and you step back and it's like, oh, my God, I've got the best. Because the reality is, like, when people look at, I don't know, somebody else and think, oh, maybe I should just go and be single and get to know someone. I'm like, okay, cool. But also, do you want to, like, move out your house? Do you want to basically just, like, pull the plug on your entire life? Is that one night stand or, like, that one guy that you kind of fancy that you think might be fun to get to know, is it worth literally and visualise yourself, like, packing all your shit into boxes and saying to your partner, it's been real, but I'm going to go get to know this guy that I've never met and I don't know the name of. And the problem
is, you know what? That might be what some people want to do. And that might be some people enjoy is not staying in long-term relationships and sort of...
Well, that's perfect. If it excites you.
Yeah. But you have to realise that the grass isn't always greener and you're likely to end up in the same situation
with someone else.
Further down the line with this new person, you know? So exactly, it's just same situation, different person.
If the image of you packing up your stuff and moving out of that house and saying to your boyfriend, okay, I'm leaving you, fills you with excitement, then you've got to go. But if it makes you think, oh God, no God, that would be awful because then who would I finish Grey's Anatomy with and he'd be so upset and I don't want that, then you know that, fine, you've got a pretty, like, probably healthy crush on somebody else, but you're not going to do anything about it. But if it makes you feel like you want to go, then that is your sign that it might not just be a crush and maybe you want to go. But it's nothing to do with the grass. The grass is greener is bullshit. The grass isn't greener.
The grass
you might
is not
just
greener.
Have rose-tinted or green-tinted glasses on.
Do you know what? I'd like to suggest something, and I can't quite believe these words are about to come out of my mouth because it's so not like me, but gratitude journaling. I was always just like, oh my God, it's just, if I thought it was like way too woo-woo for me, and you know what I'm like, but I believe in it so strongly and it's proven to have this amazing effect on our mindset. And so if you can like make a list of all the things that you're grateful for in your relationship, and it might offer you then a different perspective on the situation rather than focusing on the things that you don't have or that you perceive that other people have. You can then focus on the things that you do have and the things that make you happy about your relationship. So, I don't know, just a suggestion. You don't have to take it.
Yeah, and you can also, like, if you look at that and you're like, you look at your list and you're like, okay, well, I really like this and this and this, but I really wish we dated more, like, or I wish we did more stuff together, I wish whatever, then go about making that change, like communicate it with your partner or take the initiative and do it yourself.
Right, exactly.
I think we were set up for such a fucking disappointment watching like Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty and Snow White because it finishes with the fucking kiss. All these films are like, and happy ever after, and it doesn't show like Prince Charming's like stinky little trotters on the coffee table and like, and he's never done like the washing up in like a day, and I don't know, he just goes and like plays golf with his mates all of Sunday, every Sunday, like they never show that shit, they only show like the kiss, and that's where the excitement is for women, and we haven't been taught to romanticize the happy ever after reality, which is irritating.
Yeah, we only get the initial passion, which inevitably has to wear off. It just has to.
But it
does wax and wane, and also imagine if that intensity that you feel at the very beginning of meeting someone, imagine if that lasted, no one would ever get anything done.
That you'd have to play. Imagine like texting out, imagine texting Dave being like, hey babe, can you like pick up some like mayonnaise from the shop? And then he waits 3 days to reply, because that's what you have to do when you're in the beginning of dating someone. You'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Don't want to be too keen. Like, he comes home for dinner and you say, don't talk to him. And like, comes home from work, it's like, I'm just playing a little bit hard to get tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous. But yeah, the grass is always greener syndrome is very much, I believe, a part of the human condition, and it's normal. But you can, I guess, control your reaction to it if you want to.
Okay, I've got something to read out for you. It is in relation to the belly button kink chat of last Thursday. Hi, Em, Al, Daisy, and Amy. Obviously love the podcast. I was just wanting to talk about the belly button kink question you had and maybe add my experience to this for the listener who asked that. I had an ex who had a really big kink that he introduced me to. I was pretty open-minded about it and we incorporated it into our sex life pretty much from the beginning, as he was very upfront about it. He also asked me what I'm into and we'd try things. We broke up and then I got with my new boyfriend and I brought this kink up to him as I kind of thought it was part of mine now. I can't lie, it was kind of awkward. We tried it and he wasn't into it. We've been together for 2 years now and it hasn't been brought up since, but there's been plenty of other new stuff we've tried and liked that have suited my current relationship better. I don't know what this listener's feelings are about this, but my advice would be to make sure that this isn't something that was actually just something between you and your ex that you're carrying forwards into new relationships. If it's really something you can't imagine not doing, then bring it up straight away. Brace yourself that it might go badly and be prepared to move on if they will not do it. I hope you don't mind me sending this, but I thought it could be interesting to talk about. That is the answer I wish we had given.
Yeah.
When we were asked this question last week.
I feel like I fully fluffed that answer because I was just like, I honestly just don't, I haven't thought about this. I just don't know. That is a very, very, very good response.
Perfect. Yeah, I think I'm not even going to butcher it. We're going to butcher it again. We're just going to leave that as it is.
Yeah, just going to leave it.
I hope that's helpful for anybody who has a kink from an old relationship they might want to take into a new relationship.
Yeah, let's preserve her intellect.
Yeah.
I have an embarrassing story. I went to Wagamama with my friend for my birthday. Unfortunately, there's no foreplay here. There's no love the podcast. Hi, da da da. That's okay. We move on. I went to Wagamama with my it's forgiven but not forgotten. I went to Wagamama with my friend for my birthday. I had the firecracker chicken. Don't know what that is, but it sounds spicy. Lunch was absolutely banging. Went about my day as normal, then went to a friend's house for a birthday drink on the way home. On my way home, it takes all of 60 seconds to walk home. I started to get a bubbly belly. I walked faster as I knew shit, quite literally, was going to go south pretty quickly. Got to my front door, put my key in the door and just shat myself on my doorstep. Now, having firecracker chicken did not help the situation because it was, in capitals, spicy. I had leggings on and it was like a scene from a horror movie. It all just flew out of the top of my leggings.
Out the top?
Like a baby whose nappy had overflown. I had no choice but to just waddle down my hallway, get into the shower fully clothed and just try to shower off my sins. I had to throw my clothes away, good, and it took 15 minutes to get myself clean. I was 32, RIP me. And she's put as an add-on, it was not just a normal poo, it was like pure chili diarrhea.
Out the top? Her birthday? On her doorstep? It was out of the top of the leggings. I just don't understand that. I don't understand it. It must have been explosive. It must have been like Vesuvius.
That is quite difficult to make.
Like an eruption. Like a...
It rise all the way to the top of you and out of your leggings. Leggings which are famously quite tight things. Huh. Well, there you go. That's disgusting. You poor thing.
Gravital standpoint, I'm confused and I'm sad and I'm a little overwhelmed and I'm sorry for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
And I know I'm going to sound like I'm the one with the belly button fetish.
Yeah, you are at this point.
But I have another entry. Okay. Hi, hi, hi. Love the podcast. I was weirdly excited to hear the belly button chat this week. No, I don't have a belly button fetish or any advice for the kink person. However, I have an Is It Just Me regarding belly buttons, which I've been thinking about recently, hence the excitement. Is it just me that likes to deep clean their belly button? I'm talking get in there with a torch and some tweezers and rummage around in there. This all started a year ago when I had my belly button pierced. Then I took the belly button piercing out to change it, only to realise there was a bunch of stuff built up behind the belly bar. This fascinated me, and I always found it so satisfying to get in all the little folds and clean it out. Then, when I was pregnant, my belly button popped out a little bit, which made cleaning it so much easier. Anyway, I really hope you gave your belly button a deep clear after years of a piercing, and if you didn't, then get in there, girl. I should say that belly buttons really are sensitive, so maybe don't go in too hard, and probably best to ensure hands are clean, etc, etc. Sorry for the amount of times I've said belly button. Love you all. I have so much to say. Right. I get it. I want to say it from the off. I don't know what it is about boys, but they accumulate belly button fluff.
Oh my God, don't they?
Yeah. Every time, even if he's worn a white t-shirt,
yes,
has a belly button full of navy blue fluff, and I have no idea where it comes from.
Same. Every night, Dave takes his t-shirt off and he's like, look. And I'm like, go away, that is disgusting. I don't like it.
I fish Alex's out. I fucking love it. It's a passion project of mine. I thoroughly enjoy it. Oh my God, maybe I have a belly button kink.
For some reason, the belly button goes through me. I don't know. I think it's because it's a crevice. I don't know.
I'm going to have a look at my belly button. But before I do that, can I just say, Daisy edited out my story from last week about my belly button piercing, about the story of me getting my belly button pierced. How sad.
God, that is sad.
Yeah, that is sad. Guys, I'm going to tell you now. I don't know why Daisy doesn't want you to hear this. Maybe she feels sad for me that I had a wonky belly button piercing for 9 years. But I went to go and get my belly button pierced when I was 19 and I got it done. For any of our Irish listeners, I went to George's Arcade and went to the infamous piercing place. And I was really drunk, lol. And I got my belly button pierced. Anyway, and because I was really drunk, and I'm guessing that the guy that did the piercing was also a bit drunk because the piercing was so wonky. And every time anyone looked at my belly button for like the following 9 years, they were like, huh, you know, it's wonky. I was like, yes, thank you, I know. Anyway, I'm gonna look at my belly button. What have you got in yours? Have a look.
Nothing.
My boobs are so, I can't see into mine because of my boobs.
Nothing.
Oh, I ain't got anything in mine either. Oh, what? It's completely empty. I mean, I had a shower about an hour ago, but still.
Yeah, I don't understand what she's got in
it's
there.
A very nice colour in there. Because my skin, my tan is like quite nice and brown, but it's a very like, it's actually very pretty in there. It's a sort of like, it looks like a piece of ham. Like a sort of, like a piece of ham in there. Like that kind of pink, you know, that kind of pink
ham.
With like a white ombre, like the sort of pale pink to white, you know?
I've made a huge mistake.
Do you think I've just got a small your face? What's your mistake?
No, I've made a huge mistake. I've just Googled, this is going to haunt me. I made a huge mistake.
What have you done? I'll Google it too. What have you done?
I Googled stuff in belly button. Don't do it. It's disgusting.
I'm coming. Stuff in belly button. Images.
Oh my God, this is so disgusting.
Also, what's the image? 2, 4, 5 along.
No, that's... Also, when I went to type in stuff with belly button, the first thing that comes up is... stuff in belly button smells. Stuff in belly button smells like poo.
Interesting.
Oh my God, this is so gross.
Okay. Yeah, so mine's pretty clean. I wonder if I did accumulate things behind my piercing. I need to stop looking at that or I'm going to be sick on my microphone.
It's so gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gribbly. I don't know if I maybe did accumulate things behind the belly bar, but because I don't clean my belly button like thoroughly, you know, I don't sort of seek it out to clean it. Do you?
So I feel like I do sometimes. Yeah,
I
exactly.
I could like sort of rub on my tummy because I use the L'Occitane shower oil, which is so good, and I rub all over my body. So I go like that, but I don't go in.
No, I think I do sometimes, but like most, but I feel like just. Because of what you're doing and you're rubbing body wash and it's like a hole, isn't it? So like it gets washed anyway.
I think water falls into mine and then falls out again. And sometimes I look and it looks like a fun little water feature because I think it gets like a little water slide. It goes and loads comes out of there. Yeah, I'll take a video. Actually, I won't because my vagina will be in it. But I might send it to you. But it's like a fun little song. But why do boys always have the blue fluff, even when they're all
know.
White?
I don't know. Hang on, I'm going to Google why? It. I know! Well, I don't know. I just found out why.
Naval fluff. That's what the BBC have called, isn't it? They've written a whole article on it.
Stomach hair is responsible for producing belly button lint. That's why, because they've got stomach hair. The scaly structure of hair
makes cotton. They're like cotton farmers. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Why are we fucking importing it from all over the world? Or we could just be using the men. We could be making full outfits out of their belly button fluff. We could be. Why do we have to shear sheep? We could just use them.
The scaly structure of hair firstly enhances the abrasion of minuscule fibres from the shirt, and secondly directs the lint into one direction, the navel, where it accumulates. That makes so much sense, because I was like, I have never ever had fluff on my belly button, and yet Dave every single day has like a full cotton wool ball in there. So there you go.
I'm actually staggered. I'm reading a BBC article about it and it's huge. Like, somebody has gone to journalism school, spent so much of their life training to become a BBC journalist. They'll be so proud of their career, and then they've got an article about the curious truth about belly button fluff. Well, you know what? I'm happy. And you know what? Sometimes this girl likes cleaning out her belly button with her tweezers and stuff. I'm like, it is the simple pleasures in life. I love cleaning out Alex's. If I had stuff in my own, I would enjoy cleaning out them. Like, I'm a spot squeezer. Like, I enjoy that.
I am such a spot squeezer.
Yeah. So I feel like it's kind of that ilk. So each to their own. And if you've got something that can get like that you enjoy in your own body, how useful. You're not going to turn to hard drugs or go out looking for a life of adventure if you've got that inbuilt entertainment. How fab.
Exactly. I am such a spot squeezer. Such a spot squeezer. That should be my, is it just me actually, is that I cannot leave Dave's face alone or his body. Like, I'm constantly searching him.
Alex won't let me touch his face.
Sucks to be
you. He lets me do his back though, because he can't reach it. And then sometimes he's like, no. And I'm like, right, do you want to be the guy with the spotty back? And then he's like, okay,
exactly.
I'm like, thank you.
What I say is, I am doing you a massive favour. So you actually should be thanking me rather than saying, oh no, not again. Please leave me alone. Because I am making sure that you have clean skin. Because who wants to go out with a blackhead on your back where no one can see?
Well, no, because I'll go swimming, but I'm like mama monkey when we go on holiday, like family holidays, like all the boys will line up and I'll just
love it so much. Joy. But the thing is, I can only do it to myself and Dave. I can't do it to anyone else, don't know why. But I watch spot popping videos to get me to sleep.
To get you to sleep.
It relaxes me, honestly. It is like a wonderful, soothing experience for me. And I know it's disgusting, but I love it.
If I met you now, I don't think we'd be friends.
I think that feeling is fairly mutual. No, just kidding.
Would you squeeze a spot for me if I have one on my back?
Yeah, you feel quite clean. So yeah, I think I would.
I am very clean.
It depends on the person.
It depends
on the person. I don't know.
I know what you mean.
But I love watching it.
I used to have like a sort of, this is really gross. I actually still have it. It's like a tiny little like, oh, this is so gross. Do you want to know this? Do you want to know this?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. So I've got this kind of like, I think it's like a little cyst on the back of my neck. Well, kind of on the back of my shoulder. It's like here. It's very small.
Yeah. Oh, I love
that. It's all right. Oh, yeah. And very occasionally, it's not all the time. Most of the time, it's just under the skin. But sometimes, if you give it a squeeze,
yeah,
a little bit of shit comes out.
Oh my god, you should like, oh my god, if I were you, I'd be like rubbing it with butter.
Is that what would happen? No.
I don't know.
It's been like 10 years.
It's a massive thing, and then when you
no,
pop
god,
it, it'll be
what?
Glorious.
No, god, what? No. God, no, why would you do that? It's fine. It's just been there for 10 years, and then very occasionally, like, you know, when you just, I don't know, body check. Like, right now, it's nothing. Like, right now, it's like, it's tiny. It's like the size of, like, sort of, like half a pea, but then sometimes it grows a bit, and when it's a bit bigger, I can just sort of go like, oh, and then it just sort of comes out, and then I'm like, okay,
will
done.
You let me know when it's next? Can I do it when it's next ready?
You can.
Oh my god, or we can film it.
I think it's been a few years since it's been ready, but if it comes,
okay.
If it's back, you'll get the call. You'll get the call up. Alex won't go anywhere near it.
Sometimes Dave has these beautiful ones, and I'm like, I wish I could record it, but I can't because I need torch with
both
one
hands.
Hand and yeah. Oh, just what I really need is a little pair of goggles and a little with a little light on the end, so I don't have to hold my phone with the torch, and also like Google goggles so they record it as well, so I can relive the moment. Just fucking love it. Anyway,
you're fucking creep. Okay.
Anyway.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have something to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, ladies, there's no gentlemen.
There's no man.
We've got something to leave you with. This was sent into the email box. This was sent into us via email. We got it on Wednesday. The subject line: I'm having a real time awkward. Hi, ladies. First things first, I love the podcast. I didn't know I needed it until you did it, and now it's here, and it's a staple part of my weekly routine. So thank you, smiley face. More importantly, I am currently in the middle of my biggest awkward maybe ever. A bit of background, I'm currently in Baltimore, USA for the day as I work as cabin crew. Never been here before. There's not all that much to do. And before you ask, yes, I have spent all day singing Good Morning Baltimore. So I'm sitting on a bench, literally right now, this is real time, around the harbour. It's 33 degrees here, so I chose a wooden bench to sit on and read my book rather than the metal ones, because I actually quite like having skin with nerve endings rather than full fitness burns on the back of my legs. Turns out this was a fucking rookie move. I've sweated so badly because it's 33 degrees, I have thighs, and I've also worn the most non-breathable fabric ever. There is now a sweat imprint of the back of my legs on this bench, and there is no way I can move and people won't think I've wet myself on this bench. I will attach a picture just so you can understand the full gravity of what I'm dealing with right here. I fully appreciate this is a podcast, but I also need someone to appreciate how fucking dark and deep this sweat goes into the bench. The dark bit is sweat, not shadow. Now, Al, before I carry on, I'm going to show this to you.
Okay.
It's bad.
Wow. Oh my God. It's like a very, very pale blonde wood as well. That is
very
a
pale
lot.
Blonde wood. So the problem I'm facing now is this. I have to sit here and either subtly work out a way of airing it out whilst not leaving more imprints as I do so, and remain looking like a normal human being so the family sitting on the grass behind me don't feel like they need to call 911. Or wait until no one is around and run. I'm choosing not to think about the chub rub. This option will undoubtedly result in. To complicate this matter, two ladies on my crew know I am here and said they might come and collect me once they finish at the shops to go for lunch together. I can't have anyone actually knowing what a sweaty mess I am or thinking I've pissed myself abroad. Well, this is an essay. Thank you for joining me on my real-time awkward. I'm not going to ask myself too many questions about why the first thing I wanted to do when this happened was tell you guys. Congrats if you got to the end of it. Keep doing what you're doing. How did this end?
How did it end? We need an update.
We need an update.
If she doesn't mind, I think we should share that photo on the Instagram so that everyone can see it.
I'm going to reply and ask for can this we have information. An update? How did it end? And please, can we have an update? If we get an update, we'll put it on the on the Instagram along with this image so that you guys aren't left in suspense for as long as we are.
It's a lot worse than I was thinking, because I was thinking of like a dark mahogany, but it's like an ashy blonde wood. Oh, babe. Oh, you poor thing.
Why is being human so horrible? Okay. Right, well, thank you very much for all of our Thursday listeners. We will be back on Monday with a great episode, and we can't wait to see you there.
Well, we'll see you all on Monday. Thank you for listening. Should I Delete That is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.